Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Many members of Congress are leaving Washington today with no agreement on how to avert a government shutdown 1 week from tomorrow.
CBS News Congressional Correspondent Nancy Cordes is joining us on our newsline. So, Nancy, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that there seems to be something of an impasse between Democrats and Republicans about how exactly to handle this government funding situation, funding set to run out for a significant swath of the government next Friday. And at issue is this $5 billion in wall funding that the president is demanding. Republicans thought that they had a powerful argument on their side. They were going to try to force Democrats to take it or leave it and blame Democrats for a shutdown if they didn't. But now that the president has said that he is more than happy to take the blame for a shutdown, he's really robbed Republicans of that talking point. And you had the number two Republican in the House say today actually that he thinks that going into a shutdown is stupid, which is a far cry from what the president said when he argued that he would be proud to be responsible for this shutdown in the name of border security. So at this point, really what we see is sort of a debate among Republicans about what to do. And as you pointed out, the House is now going away for 5 days, so they're only going to have 3 days to deal with this when they get back.
If you were to handicap it, would you say we likely will see a shutdown?
Usually when push comes to shove, Congress does find a way to work it out. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of brinksmanship. And in the end, no one wants to see government employees getting furloughed right before the holidays. And they themselves don't want to hang out here in Washington during the holidays to try to fix this mess either. So I think at the end of the day, they will probably pull something out of a hat. But the president is always kind of a wild card in this situation. There's the possibility that if the two sides make some kind of agreement that doesn't include his wall funding, if he doesn't like it and vetoes whatever they pass, you know, we could be in a nail-biting situation. It's hard to say right now.
Nancy, on another note, what's going on this afternoon in the Senate regarding the Saudi-led war in Yemen and the Jamal Khashoggi death?
So the Senate has just passed a pretty noteworthy resolution, and it basically calls for an end to U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. It passed 56-41, notable for a couple of reasons. First of all, it failed when they tried to do this a few months ago, and so the fact that it passed today is a sign that lawmakers from both sides are, A, very angry with Saudi Arabia, very concerned about both the humanitarian crisis in Yemen and the murder of a U.S. permanent resident, Jamal Khashoggi, columnist for The Washington Post, and beyond that, frustrated by what they see as inaction on the part of the president. And so they were willing to go ahead and do this despite the White House urging them not to. It is at this point more symbolic than anything else because the House is not going to take up a similar resolution, and the White House certainly wouldn't sign it. The president wouldn't sign it, that is. But at the same time, this is the Senate saying to the White House and to the world that they don't believe that the U.S. should be involved in this military campaign, and that's quite a statement.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.